Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome to flight 3IN2021 here at Terminal 1. Fasten your seatbelts, sit back and enjoy the flight.
Hello and welcome back on board here at Terminal 1 again. So today we have a very special guest with us who came all the way from Alabama. It's Anna Gramberg from Auburn University. So welcome, Anna, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
And maybe you could give us a short introduction about yourself, like what is your name, which city do you live in or do you come from, and what university do you work at and where is it located, which might be the most interesting thing.
All right, lots of questions. So let me take it from the top. If I forget something, please just remind me and re-ask.
Will do.
So first of all, I was born and raised on Norderney in the North Sea.
Nice.
And but I've been living in the United States for about 30 years now. I am working for Auburn University. Mm-hmm. And Auburn is in the southeast in Alabama, pretty much in the middle of it. It is not far from Florida, from the beautiful coast. Mm-hmm. And it is also close to Atlanta, Georgia. Most people know that. And it is a very, very beautiful city. You can walk and bike almost through it. It's a small city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get into a car and drive to the coast for about 3 hours. And nice. Alabama has a beautiful sandy beach on the ocean side. And then you drive back through Auburn. And all the way in the south, we have actually mountains. So it's not very densely populated. We have a lot of rivers and lakes, and is very green and super beautiful, great for hiking.
That sounds very nice. I haven't been there, but it sounds like I have to go there.
I can only recommend that.
So maybe you can also tell us what your field of work is in Auburn or what you did in Auburn.
Okay, so let's turn to Auburn University. I came there as a professor for German and economics, and then I became the dean for the College of Liberal Arts. Then I worked for our president at that time, Jay Gouge. He was there as a president for a long time. We just switched. Our new president is Chris Roberts, a former dean of the College of Engineering at Auburn University. And I ran the diplomatic program where I invited general counsels and ambassadors and introduced the students. You know, lots and lots of programs, but currently I am consulting with the College of Engineering, and I am connecting Auburn to universities here in Germany and eventually other parts of Europe.
That was a good point. So that might explain, which leads me to the next question, which is you're here with a delegation today from Alabama. And what is the main reason for your visit, why you are here?
So the main reason is, many moons ago, I'm going to just say COVID, you know, kind of, it's hard to remember exactly what year, but I'm going to say 2017. I got a cold call from Şenol Arslan in the United States. And he called me and said, you know, we would like to visit you. We are a delegation from Würzburg. And our president is traveling with us. I'm like, whoa, this is very impressive, you know, so they are so interested in international programs and, you know, hooking up with our university that they brought the president. So that immediately enabled me to get our president on board. So we made these meetings happen at the highest level. And then, of course, we engaged faculty in engineering and faculty from Würzburg, FIVS. And so that's how our first contacts started. We followed up with an official visit in 2019, I believe, just before COVID. Again, President Grebner came and a larger delegation from Würzburg. And then we had, you know, more precise meetings, more, you know, we had a certain agenda, bring in certain people, projects together. And our goal is we have currently a student summer program in industrial systems engineering. And we want to spread that, widen it. You know, we're looking for faculty exchange, student exchange. We also currently have FIVS students in various areas in engineering who come to us after they completed a degree here and go for a master's and or PhD in Auburn.
Wow.
And I can only tell you they really, really love it there. And in turn, we are also sending students here, and they really love it here.
Oh, nice.
And the greatest thing is probably that the students meet and develop friendships. And, you know, I mean, it's beautiful. They just really love it. We also have faculty that teach here on your campus, various health administration, social sciences, psychology, engineers, of course.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And so we are also expanding that program.
Oh, nice.
So we are now partner universities. We have signed that agreement. And we now want to expand into other areas that we haven't had engaged before, like business, for instance, architecture, civil engineering. And that's why we're here. We're having meetings with faculty members in various departments. So the main thing is really that you find a champion, you know, that you have a faculty member in Auburn, a faculty member here who really want to work together. And that's what's happening right now.
Okay. So enlarging the programs or enlarging the strategic partnership.
Yes, precisely. Enlarging and expanding, you know, adding areas and so forth. And we have had already a very, very successful visit here. And we're going to be here for another 2 days.
So, okay. Yeah. So you're excited?
Very, very much so. Yes.
So yeah, as you already said, the partnership with Auburn is already existing for a couple of years now. So I guess you're kind of a Würzburg professional now. And maybe you can tell us what the favorite things are you like to do here and maybe how you like the city in general, because I think you have been here several times now. So
yes, I have. I have. I really, really love the city. It's full of life. It's full of young life. And some of my favorite things to do is, well, in the evening, I love going on the bridge, like all tourists, right? And sitting on the Kutter, you know, that little Kutter you have sitting there in the river. I love hanging out there. That is just so cool. And I love watching all the students having a great time there on the promenade. And another thing I really love to do is rent a bike and, you know, bicycle all the way out to, you know, by Randesacker, Sommerhausen, Winterhausen, and then I come to Oxford. Yes.
Yeah,
Oxford. So I love that. I love all these little towns. I love, you know, just hiking around in there. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
And it's easy to do with a bicycle path. You can just go down and up as long as you want.
It's so easy. Yes.
Okay. So I see you like Würzburg. That's
I love it. No, I don't like it. I love it.
I love it. Okay. That's perfect. Even better.
Yes.
And where do you think might be the biggest differences between the United States and Germany? I mean, you're born and raised in Germany, but now you lived in the States for a couple of decades. So now you have both points of view. What do you think might be the biggest difference between
Let me think about it as a student-centered question. And, you know, when you come to the United States in general as a student, you are going to experience that your daily life is going to be more organized. You are expected to show up in class. And you are expected to take quizzes and tests on a regular basis. So you don't have this in Germany. It's more like you're on your own. You know, you are responsible for what you're learning, what you're not learning. And then there's a big test in the end. Not in the States. You really got to show up. And I'm saying that because I learned it the hard way. I aced all my tests and I still only got a B because I never showed up. Right. That's what I was used to. I started my studies in Germany.
Okay.
So that was one of the biggest, and it's still the same way. So that's how it is. And another big difference is, you know, we do have sports in Germany at the universities, but in the United States, it plays a huge role. We have scholarships for talented athletes, and the Southeast is huge on football. Auburn University has a very famous, very successful football program. Also basketball, also baseball, also gymnastics, also volleyball. I mean, you name it. But I would say football and basketball, Auburn is very, very well known for. So many, many traditions on campus evolve around football. So there, for instance, we have a homecoming weekend. It's a football game and all the events around it that you cannot miss. You got to, that's the first thing you got to put on your calendar. You know, it comes with parties and tailgating.
Yeah.
And it starts on Thursday evening. You barely make it to class on Friday. However, do make it to class on Friday. The professors are going to be very nice about you sitting there tired, but you still want to sit there. You know, so the whole campus turns into a little village.
Nice.
There are all these campers and barbecues and vendors. And I mean, it's you got to experience it. I mean, so make absolutely sure that even if you're not a sports fan, you don't want to miss these events because it's just a huge social event.
You probably will be afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. And we have some really nice traditions that go with it. For instance, we have a mascot. And our mascot is called Obi the Tiger. And before every game, we have an eagle soaring above the stadium.
Or like a real eagle.
A real eagle. Oh, okay. A real eagle. And the one we have right now is called Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, for the Auburn Spirit. And the tiger, the eagle flies in and soars above the stadium and eventually lands after the eagle. I don't know if it's a he or she, it, after it.
Yeah.
Soared around for about, I don't know, 5-6 circles, ideally, when the eagle mm-hmm. has a good day. That's what we wanted to do. And then eventually lands down on the football field. And then there is a huge hooray and hurrah, and everybody is screaming War Eagle. That's our battle cry.
Okay.
And not only that, you know, if you travel worldwide, you see people with Auburn shirts, you say War Eagle. That's just the greeting, you know. So the battle cry, the greeting, and you see people proudly wearing their Auburn shirts and Auburn hats all over the world. So it's really kind of fun. And I think we're really known for being super nice people, really. Honestly, I mean, when you're on campus, you'll see your fellow students will really welcome you, greet you. They're mm-hmm. very warm, very kind. That's just something that goes with the Auburn spirit, just to be a nice person, a kind person.
Okay.
And you will feel that immediately as soon as you step on campus.
So that sounds actually like in the movies. I think what people expect from an American university, you will definitely get in Auburn.
Absolutely. And you know, now that you say that, there have been movies made about Auburn University.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes. So definitely it is a dreamy place. It really is.
So we can probably just link one of the videos in our show notes so that people get a glimpse of how Auburn is, like a short video, but you cannot...
Absolutely.
Okay, we will do that. So you will find the link in the show notes.
Super. And I also would like to say that we have some very famous alumni, mm-hmm. like Tim Cook. Everybody knows Tim Cook, right?
Yeah.
He is an Auburn graduate, an engineer. And you may know Cam Newton, mm-hmm. famous football player. Also James Barkley and Bo Jackson. Sports fans yeah. know these names, and you know, just thought I mentioned that. But Tim Cook is probably our most famous one.
Yes,
yeah.
I think everybody by now should know Tom Cook.
Absolutely. Cook, yeah. Actually, I should say that our current governor, mm-hmm. lovingly called Governor Meemaw, she is a graduate from Auburn University. Mm-hmm. She graduated from education, but she is mostly known for playing in the marching band.
Ah.
And we are very, very proud of our marching band. They are really fantastic. And they cheer up the crowd for every football game. And, you know, they have smaller groups from the band for the basketball game.
So also like in the movies, how you imagine it to be, they are being on the field
exactly.
playing music.
Yes, yes. In the halftime.
Amazing.
It's a halftime show. I mean, you got to see this. It's like absolutely amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Yes.
I want to go there now, definitely. So I think a lot of people want to now. But is there anything else maybe you want to let our students know when they are planning to do a semester in the States?
I think I already, you know, said yeah. everything that I can think of. Mm-hmm. Maybe just in as an FYI, you can bike and walk through the town just fine. But, you know, in America, everywhere, when it comes to shopping, you do need a car eventually,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the dorms are either close to campus or on campus. So mm-hmm. that's not a problem. You know, you just got to be prepared to spend some money on books and, you know, life in general. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I mean, we offer a lot of very generous scholarships for certain programs. Like, for instance, if you decide to get your PhD mm-hmm. at Auburn University, right now we're especially working with engineering, you will be taken care of. You okay. know, you get generous scholarships, tuition waiver, very important, and they will take good care of you. And you will meet a lot of other students that are, you know, like you, very enthusiastic, very excited about their program. And so you will learn a lot and have a lot of fun.
So that sounds like another pro. Okay, so thank you very much for your time, Anna, and all the information about Auburn and Alabama and studying in the States. I'm pretty sure that even more of our students now want to spend a semester in Alabama now. And yeah, thanks for being here.
Well, you're very welcome. And again, if your students love Auburn as much as we love Würzburg, we're in really good shape.
Okay, that's the perfect end to the show. Thank you for being here. And of course, you will find all the necessary information in our fact sheet again, which you will find being linked in the show notes. And next time we will have, of course, another interesting guest here on board. So until then, stay tuned and safe and see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye, tschüss.
We are ready for landing. We hope you enjoyed the flight and see you again soon. Goodbye.